InternetCases.com Podcast, June 24th, 2005.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the InternetCases.com Podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm attorney Evan Brown, and I'm the author of the weblog founded InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. A simple footnote in a recent Indiana Court of Appeals decision serves as a real sign of the times and demonstrates how important the Internet has become as a source for information. I'm talking about a subject I covered in a June 15th posting on InternetCases.com titled, Even the Courts Know the Internet is the First Place to Turn for Information. In the case of Munster versus Gross, Munster was having a difficult time tracking down the defendant so that he could serve process on him and get him into court. After some time had passed, the court began to get impatient with Munster's lack of success, so it gave him an ultimatum. Either find the defendant, or the case will be dismissed. Well, Munster didn't find the defendant, and the court lived up to its word. The case was dismissed. It appears, however, that Munster hadn't put forth much effort to find the defendant. The court noted that Munster hadn't conducted a public record search and hadn't hired a skip trace service. As if that wasn't bad enough, Munster hadn't even done a Google search. The court observed that when it did its own research and entered the defendant's name into Google along with the word Indiana, it found an address for the defendant as well as the names of several relatives that Munster could have contacted to help find Mr. Gross. So the moral of the story is, at least in Indiana, if you want to do your due diligence, the least you can do is Google a person's name. Well, that's all for this podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. If you enjoy listening to the InternetCases.com podcast, let me know by sending an email to ebrown@internetcases.com. I'd also appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. You can find a link to cast your vote in today's show notes. Also in the show notes is information about the music that you're hearing. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.